he had a pack. You know, they rushed him to the hospital at Waxahachie, and his appendix is already burst. And gangrene was set up. Well, they had to keep him in isolation for a week or 10 days. He pulled through. Sometimes the tears are right off the roof. But he was a big, strong, healthy man, you know.
I wanted to ask you, you know, used to, when a young boy would keep going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And like people would think that he's getting serious about her.
Yeah.
What would they say he was doing? He was,
stuck on her.
Stuck on?
Yeah, he was stuck on that gal. He can't stay away from her.
You ever heard anybody say he was courting her?
Yeah. He just, he's stuck on her and he goes over and courts every night.
What about sparking? You ever hear that?
Huh?
Sparking?
Oh yeah, courting is sparking. I know one time my father said him and a bunch of boys got their girlfriends and they were all in the wagon. They all went in the wagon. And they went bear picking. And some of them said, what'd you go bear picking for? He said, well, we went bear picking to be with our gals so we could court them. But, you know, then when I was growing up, no, we'd always go in bunches. We went horse and buggy games. We had our 10 or 12 couples. We would go in our buggies. Sunday school and church, that's when we thought we was grown. And then we'd go singing in the afternoon, and on Saturday night we'd go dancing.
What kind of dances did you do?
Yeah, call them. Square dance and call your sets. Swing your pole.
People still have those?
Yeah, but they don't. They usually have them in some clubs. They don't have them like you used to. Although they had one last Friday night out here, street dance.
Really?
Yeah, I wish I'd known it. I told you about it. I didn't go, but it'd have been fun for you to come to have a band out there and dance in the street at that Gibson's.
Right out the street?
Yeah, right out Gibson's. I didn't go. I'd have ended. We'd have had somebody take us in the car, but us women just didn't want to go by ourselves.
You know, used to at a wedding ceremony, did you have a man who stood up with the groom?
Oh yeah. He was the best man, and the bride had a bridesmaid and a bridegroom. Granddaughter, her husband was married. He and his man right here in the house. And she'd had a big wedding, her first wedding. And she had a big church wedding and all. So when her and his husband separated, he married again, and then she decided she would marry. They married with their cowboy shirts, blue jeans, and boots on. It was a real cute wedding. But just a peace man. And he said, well, can I wear my cowboy boots and shirt and western tie? I said, sure. You would look silly to come out here all dressed up when they all in western. The girls and boys both were in with these real people. They saved a whole lot of expense. I already had these phones. I'm having them.